T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 7:48 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita School District asking 198 teachers, faculty, and staff to quarantine 8 positive cases in USD 259.
Two.
Kansas Governor Kelly concerned about new COVID-19 cases, urging everyone to wear masks.
One.
Senate Republican leaders promised to move quickly on Trump's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A couple of traffic accidents out there to report now. We've got the report of a traffic accident. This is on K-15 at Clifton, pretty close to MacArthur there in that Spirit Aero Systems area. Watch out for a traffic backup again, a traffic accident on K-15 at Clifton near MacArthur. We've also got a traffic accident. Traffic checker Kevin called that accident in and let us know about that one. And I also got a call from traffic tracker Ron. He spotted the two-vehicle accident at 63rd Street South and Greenwich Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 77 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 59. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 76. Now, fog, mist, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and 61 degrees. With Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, a major social media platform is taking more measures to ensure no election interference occurs on its watch.
Fox on Tech.
Facebook is taking steps to ban political ads in the week leading up to Election Day. Their plan is to block new political ads, remove posts that suppress voting, more information if the content seeks to delegitimize the election, reduce post-election confusion, and have voting information at the top of the feed. Kara Frederick, Associate Fellow at the Technology and National Security Program of the Center for a New American Security, doesn't think the changes will have any real impact on the election itself and that Facebook is facing a lot of outside pressure.
I worked at Facebook before and after the 2016 U.S. presidential election, and I can tell you they have never faced the scrutiny that they're facing now. And this comes from, you know, fracturing faith in American electoral institutions among the public, a litany of attacks against our republic itself by foreign adversaries, namely China and Russia, as National Security Advisor O'Brien talked about this month.
With Fox on Tech, I'm CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly lower on Wall Street Monday as markets fumbled worldwide on worries about the pandemic's economic pain. The S&P 500 ended with its fourth straight loss, though a last-hour rally helped trim its decline by more than half. The S&P fell 38 points. The Dow dropped 509. While the NASDAQ composite lost 14 points, industrial, healthcare, and financial stocks accounted for much of the selling. Technology stocks recovered from an early slide to notch a gain. Where to build the Dreamliner? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it appears Boeing is close to making a decision on consolidating production of the 787 Dreamliner. According to a report from Reuters, Boeing is all but certain to pull the trigger on a plan to consolidate 787 production at its plant in South Carolina. The report also says the decision is weeks, not months, away. Many believed a plan to consolidate 787 production has been in the works for years, but the plan was sped up by the impact of COVID-19. A Wichita State University alum has made a $275,000 pledge to the business school. Former Boeing company executive Perry Widener says $175,000 will go to the construction of Woolsey Hall. The gift will also create a Widener Global Leaders Program. Widener graduated from WSU with a bachelor's degree in journalism, a minor in business. And Kansas Health Foundation CEO Reggie Robinson is being remembered for his warmth and compassion. Robinson died Saturday. He was 63. The Lawrence Journal World is reporting he died of cancer. Robinson became CEO of the Kansas Health Foundation December 1st. He also served as Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs at the University of Kansas and President and CEO of the Kansas Board of Regents. KU Chancellor Douglas Girard said Robinson was the nicest, most compassionate person one could ever hope to meet. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
The 787 consolidation have an impact on Spirit or Wichita, Bill?
Now, the forward fuselage, that composite forward fuselage that Spirit makes, would still be made here, is my understanding.
Oh, okay.
What they're talking about is taking the entire, the formation of the entire aircraft from Washington to South Carolina.
Oh, okay. This week is National Small Business Week, and I know you're going to celebrate that at the Wichita Business.
You bet. We celebrate that every day.
Every day, right. Today is American Business Women's Day, honoring the accomplishments of business women across the nation. And I must tell you that you guys at the Journal do a real good job of recognizing the contribution of business women all the time.
We have a lot of important business women here in Wichita, and they should be recognized, too.
Speaking of important women, how about birthdays? Today's birthday, Mahala Woodward.
Wow, Mahala Woodward.
Ted's mom having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mahala.
One big cake. She's quite a lady. I've gotten to know her over the years. I know you have, too. She's just a delightful person.
She's wonderful. She's a mom to all of us.
She is. She is a mom to everyone. Happy birthday, Mahala. All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Bill. Check with you again coming up next hour, 7:55 now with Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the Senate's effort to replace Justice Ginsburg. Jed has sports coming up, right, Jed?
That's right. We'll talk about what happened with the Royals last night coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right. And Steve, one of your favorite musicians. Well, we've got some news about one of your favorite musicians, and we'll talk about that coming up in the blur.
All righty. I can't wait for that. Also, we have traffic and weather on the way. All of it. Stay right here in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7
and 1330 KNSS. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.